board who's entertaining enough and exciting enough to bring this company back to prominence and make some money for this beleaguered promotion.
And that man is James Borbath.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Well, stop changing the channel because your hero has arrived.
Pay-per-view event of all time.
Well, it's actually free. It's this week in the WBA. And it's next. The time for talking is over. The regular season is here, and the WBA this week is ready. We're going to break down every single game on opening night. In addition to that, we're taking a look back at the preseason and tell you what means anything from the preseason, if anything at all. And it is on, ladies and gentlemen. Season 10 of the WBA is about to take flight. So get ready to go on the journey with us here on the WBA this week. We'll be back right after this, taking a look back at how Oregon dominated the preseason and won the preseason tourney. But what does it mean for the regular season? Does it mean anything? We'll tell you if it does or it doesn't, plus a heck of a lot more, all coming up next on the show that gives you the real deal on the WBA. That's the WBA this week, and we're on the air and live, baby.
This Monday, the baddest video game on the planet hits your store. With jamming, with slamming, with steals, fast breaks, all the action you can handle on your screen. It's basketball. It's the WBA Live. It's coming Monday. Fast, furious, bringing it. So you need to go get it. Go now. Run to your store. Be first in line to get in on the action.
We are back on the WBA Live this week, and it was Oregon looking undefeated and awesome through the preseason. They beat Texas in the final of the tournament, and this team is the real deal. They have done a job this preseason with one of the top defenses throughout the preseason and a pretty good offense to go along with it. Look for Oregon to be one of the strong contenders this year to win the WBA championship. Another move that happened late in the preseason, Walt Jackson, the ballyhooed number one pick in the WBA draft, was switched. He's now playing at three for Roswell. Be interesting to see where he lines up versus Colorado opening night. That is the preseason with Oregon dominating and a lot of teams doing the old sandbagging stuff. But what about when it counts? For real. We'll get into that when we're back on the WBA this week. All the games, all the breakdowns, all the stuff you need to know. What's a game without a little wager on it, eh? Vinny, man. Vinny Romano is the man. He knows who's winning WBA games. He has a 75% correct ratio. And that means cash in your pockets, my friends. So call the hotline and get Vinny's picks for day one. Some surprises and some shockers that will make you cash. You just have to call 555-BETT. That's 555-BET, baby. And you'll get the winners that you need to know. Well, we're back on the WBA this week, and yeah, there is a wager or two on a basketball game every now and then, surprisingly enough. And speaking of wagering, speaking of games, let's get into day one of the WBA season, and we begin with a good matchup, as Rochester was 6-7 through the preseason, London 4-9, but throw all that out the window. This one should be a good game. The Points Network lists London as a 2-point favorite. We on the WBA this week disagree. We like Rochester because of Dave Williams. 27.9 points through the preseason. A stud player in this league. And we like stud players on the WBA this week. And we like Rochester in what we think will be one of the better games on opening night, as they will take London from what should be a close game to what probably won't be, as Salt Lake defends their home turf against Omaha. This one looks ugly, and we like Salt Lake City in a walk. They dominate in almost every category. Points has them as a 6-point favorite. We like them by even more than that. Go with Salt Lake City to get the win on their home floor in Utah. As we go to our next game, which features Colorado, who was 9-3 through the preseason, versus Roswell, who was 6-7. And, of course, a lot of talk of Roswell in the offseason and the preseason. But one thing that was certain is Colorado was Roswell's daddy in the preseason. And Points only has Colorado by a 1-point favorite in this game. We like Roswell, but not in this game. Samari Seth is the man, 29.6 through the preseason. He lit up Roswell twice. He'll light him up again. Colorado will get a big win despite the much ballyhooed debut of Walt Jackson in the WBA. We like Walt, but he's not ready, not yet, not for this. In another game, we see Gabon taking on Albacete. Gabon was 6-7 and Albacete 7-6. But Gabon, many people feel, was sandbagging through the preseason. Some teams out there were, you know. And they are a 4-point favorite by the Points Network. This game, Gabon better have been sandbagging, because if they weren't, Albacete looks on paper to be a strong favorite in this one, but we'll believe them this week. Gabon to take a close one over Albacete. We like them, maybe not by the 4 that Points likes them, but we'll go with Gabon. In our next matchup, it's Miami taking on Cincinnati. Miami looked good in the preseason. Cincinnati, not so much. The Miami Extreme look like they have their act in order to be a team that is floating around the playoff picture. Cincinnati, we're not as convinced. Look for Miami with Davis dishing some dimes to get this game. Although Points calls this one a dead heat, we say, no, Miami, they're the team to beat. In what should be a great matchup, you see the undefeated preseason champion Oregon going up against Wayne Taylor and Nebraska. It doesn't get much better than this. Oregon, a huge favorite by Points by 12 in this one over Nebraska. We don't see that. Nebraska, we like a lot on the WBA this week, and we think it'll be a close game. Oregon will win, but a lot closer than what Points is saying. And speaking of sandbagging and holding something back, was anyone holding anything back more than the Brooklyn Rage? The Brooklyn Rage had a terrible record in the preseason, but ignore it, as they will get the job done, no question about it. Alaska, a miserable 3-10 in the preseason, that is more realistic for Alaska. Brooklyn, not 4-9, not as bad as preseason made it look. If you just look at the numbers straight up, Brooklyn will win this one in a walk. In what should be another interesting game on the schedule, Cape Town takes on Carolina. Cape Town had a winning record in the preseason. Carolina did not. They were one game below at 6-7. And when we look at this matchup, Cape Town been trying a lot of things and trying to get their roster in order. Had some talks with some people in the Cape Town organization. They're looking for big things. Points has this as a toss-up. We're not calling it a toss-up. Toss-ups are cop-outs. We like Cape Town. Go with Cape Town as the winner in that one. In our next matchup, Andorra goes up against Montana, who looked strong in the preseason and is a huge favorite by points in this one. Montana by 15. And we can't disagree. Montana, a great team. Doherty had led the way for that team through the preseason, and we expect him to do nothing but the same in the opener versus Andorra. They also have a great rookie in Sheldon Gorman, as he'll be making his WBA debut in that game. New York taking on Baltimore. New York, one of the teams that when you talk to WBA owners, not a lot of hope for New York, as they were 2-10 in the preseason, and not a lot of teams think that New York is going to be a factor in this WBA season, other than competing for that first overall draft choice, which obviously isn't what you want to do. Baltimore, on the other hand, a team that seems to have their ship in order, so to speak. And we like Baltimore. Points likes them by 14. The way people have been talking about New York, it could be even more than that. Our next matchup sees Birmingham at Budapest. And Budapest was 7-6 in the preseason. Birmingham 5-7. Budapest a 7-point favorite by points in this game. But when you look at the numbers, this looks like another close matchup. And Budapest, home court advantage, they'll come out on top. Our next matchup sees Cancun, the championship Cancun team, as they start another campaign on their march for another WBA title. They will be on the road in California. And has any team stock gone up more than California in this preseason? Many publications had California finishing below Roswell in the Pacific, below a lot of teams, in fact, finishing dead last. But they have looked fairly decent through the preseason. Was it a mirage? Was it reality? We'll never know, because this game isn't going to tell the story. Cancun will be the winner in this one, as they will take it to California. Cancun by 5 on points. We like them by more here at the WBA this week. The Washington Monuments, they are defending their home turf versus Boston. Washington looked good in the preseason. Boston 500. Washington a 13-point favorite in this one. And we like Washington. Boston, new ownership there. They'll get it done eventually, but we're not sure about it right off the bat. And that wraps it up for day one of the WBA. There's all our picks, what we think and who we think will come out on top. Are we white? Are we white? Or are we wrong? I don't know. I'm sounding like a Looney Tune cartoon at the end of this, but we will find out who is white and who is wrong next week on This Week in the WBA. Till then, take care and get ready for WBA TV. That'll be hitting the airwaves this week as well, and I'll be hosting that as well too. So take care, and may all your teams, the ones you want to win, win. But somebody has to lose. Remember that.